Mucho Radio joined the Melamoon Halifax City Stop 2026. Mucho Radio Network, Inc. is a B3 business, Black-focused, Black-led, serving Blacks and other communities. Mucho Radio is a platform that documents powerful, authentic stories from African descent communities across Nova Scotia and beyond. I am Marat Naimana, and I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. So without further ado, can you present yourself, please?
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Zakisha Brown, and it's actually my first time here in Halifax. I'm from Toronto, and I'm a Jamaican descent as well, and I lived in Ghana for 6 years, and I made Africa home again. I'm a hip-hop artist, so I really believe in the power of the messages and the music and the stories that we're telling, but also the stories that we've been told, right? Rewriting the history, rewriting the messages. So as a hip hop artist and putting the messages in my music, I actually created a song called Make Africa Home Again. And I got an opportunity to fly out to Ghana and perform that song. But before that, my dad, my mom would always teach me about my African culture, my roots, and the self-love and that empowerment was instilled in my subconscious mind since I was young. So I feel like that's always been in me about going back home. Jamaica, I heard Jamaica is a tree word, an Asante word, and it means Yameaka, meaning like, I think we've been left here. So as a Jamaican, I wanted to know my roots of like, where have we been left? What is Ghana? Let me actually go touch down on the motherland and not just like write about it, but be about it and actually experience the culture. And that changed my life completely. Because I went to Ghana, the Cape Coast area, right, where the slave castles were. And that gave me shivers, right, experiencing and walking through and getting that tour. And, you know, like, the inspiration comes from a lot of different areas. It's, for one, knowing who I am, knowing my why, knowing my roots as well, and knowing my history. And I always give thanks. And I always believe that we are the new ancestors. So we need to continue practicing those stories so that it never gets forgotten, right? Our ancestors paved the way, you know, big up Kwame Nkrumah, they got Malcolm X and Bob Marley, and these people created this message as well, and they've instilled all of these messages inside of me, and it just woke me up as well. So I feel like other artists have inspired me, revolutionary leaders as well. So that message is in the music, and there's a shift happening. So that's what I talk about in my music. Africa, the motherland, wasn't joking when I said I'd make you home again. Went to Ghana and now I am a citizen. I invested, made a business, and I bought some land. Took back my own name, made my own brand. Invested in my own home, became my own fan. Realized Jamaicans came from the homeland. Jamaica is a tree word, that's what they told mans. The word Aki is a tree word, oh dang. The Maroons speak tree too, oh man. The Maroons, they are really just Ghanaians living in Jamaica. Was it God's plan? You know, it's so funny. Right now I'm getting emotional because I miss Jamaica so much. Going to Jamaica, there's a natural mystic that Bob Marley talks about. And I feel it when he talks about there's a natural mystic in the air. There's a spiritual energy that Jamaica carries that I haven't felt in any other place. Only Ghana a little bit, but still nothing has ever felt like Jamaica. This spirituality in the air, this consciousness in the air is what I miss. You see the mountains, the fresh air, the fresh food, the organic way of living, the herbalists. Most people know what they're eating. They know the herbal things that heal you, the remedies as well. So I miss that. I miss being able to go in your backyard. You pick a tree. It can heal an illness inside you. It can cleanse your liver. The root drinks and everything, the rastas that are conscious. I miss that bluntness. And Jamaicans tell it, they tell you how it is. I know, I'm Jamaican. So we tell it how it is. We're very blunt, you know, very real, very direct. So I miss that because there is no place like home. So shout out to Jamaica. Shout out to Melamoon. Shout out to Tiffany and Nicole who organized this event. I'm so happy to be here. But you could definitely reach out. My name is Zakisha, Z-A-K-I-S-H-A. And I am doing different events in Toronto as well and events with Melamoon. You can find me on Instagram, Z-A-K-I-S-H-A. You can search my song, Went to Ghana, and another song I created called Went to Ghana, But I Never Left. Because I went there and I stayed there. I was only supposed to be there for 2 months. I ended up staying there for 6 years. I never came back. So that's where you can find me and look out for any future events. And you can also search my website, www.zakishabrown.com. There you can actually see my email and you can email me, let me know, and I can send you like an email thread for future events. Thank you very much. Madasipa.
a rehearsal room, a kitchen table, a spark. Mucho Radio is where that spark meets an audience. We open our doors to painters, poets, and dreamers, giving them an airtime and community. Because when local artists are heard, the whole city feels more alive. If music moves you, if creativity inspires you, help us keep the mic open. Your donation upgrades our recording gear, supports live performances, and gives emerging artists a chance to be discovered. You're not funding radio, you're funding possibilities.